Good morning, Grace Harbor. It's Dan. I hope you had a great weekend. We didn't get up to too much around here. We have an unofficial rule in our house, and that is, after a busy season or during a significant change in our family rhythm, we have a super low-key weekend. So, for example, the first weekend after school starts is movie weekend. We don't leave the house except to walk the dog and go to church. Otherwise, there are movies playing pretty much from Friday evening through Sunday bedtime. If you get bored watching movies, you can read or color, do a puzzle or build with Legos, but we all take it easy. Well, the last month has been crazy for us, and as you know, I took two back-to-back week-long trips. We've also been passing germs around the house. I'm the only one of the four humans in my family who isn't currently coughing or dealing with a runny nose, and that's probably because I was gone so much. So it felt like the right time for another weekend of rest and recovery. What do low-key days look like in your family? When everyone is tired or the weather cancels your plans and you're stuck at home, what do you all like to do? Do you also watch movies? Are some of you readers or artists? Do you have a favorite recipe you like to cook? Do you take walks outside, or are you expert-level nappers? Share with each other one thing you love to do to rest up. If you need more time, you can pause the podcast, and I'll be right here when you get back. When we all got up and moving this morning, I could tell the slower weekend and extra rest did us some good. I'm always up early because I'm a morning person, but my kids were both up before the green light went on in their rooms, signaling it's time to get up. And my two-year-old son didn't start the day yelling for me to come get him, but instead just laid in his bed and sang "Pop Goes the Weasel" over and over again. My daughter used her extra time from getting up early to arrange a mini treasure hunt for the family to follow first thing. She even drew a map of our house with a dotted line trail that ended with an X marks the spot. What was that treasure, you ask? The s'mores Pop-Tarts in the pantry. So, naturally, we felt compelled to enjoy the treasure for breakfast. It's really easy to overlook the importance of rest. You might be someone who's always full of energy, always moving. Or maybe some of the adults are like me, and we tell ourselves that we'll rest when the work is all done. The spoiler alert, the work is never all done. If we don't rest, we get more and more tired over time. You might not notice at first. You still have enough energy to get through the day, but maybe you don't feel as good. Maybe you don't have as much patience and you get frustrated easier. Or maybe you notice that it's harder to concentrate at school or work. The problem is that sometimes we don't even think about resting until we're already not at our best. My son's favorite toy right now is his train set. The lead engine has a battery so it can chug around the track by itself. He'll hook up more and more trains and cars, and at first, the lead engine can still go full speed ahead. But eventually, it starts to slow down. It's gradual at first, but after a bit, you can tell it's going slower. Eventually, the lead engine doesn't have the energy to make it up the hill, and the whole thing grinds to a halt. The same can happen with us. One morning, we're making treasure hunts for our family, and a week or two later of all go and no rest, we're tired and grumpy and no fun to be around. This week, we're going to be exploring the practice of Sabbath, and at its core, Sabbath is about rest. In your wind-down time together as a family tonight, try imagining yourself as that lead engine from the toy train set, and share with each other how you're doing. Are you rested and ready to zip around the tracks? Are you starting to slow down? Or are you so tired that you feel like you're stuck on a hill, your wheels spinning without going anywhere? Okay. Let's close our time together in prayer. If you want to, you can close your eyes and fold your hands. Dear God, we thank you for this brand new week. Some weeks, we feel rested and ready to go. Some weeks feel normal, and some weeks, we feel like we need another weekend immediately. No matter how we feel now, give us what we need for today and guide us into restful sleep this evening. Amen. Okay, Grace Harbor, have a great Monday, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.